Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop, as always, and the YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. Ordinarily joined by Gene Boldick on Friday to help us out with Kids Q. Today, we've got a special guest here in the studio, Mr. Aaron A.J. Johnson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, what are your weekend plans?
Well, my parents are in town.
That you can share on the radio.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
parents
course,
are in town.
Yes,
good,
yeah,
good,
parents
good,
are
yes.
in town, so
Hello.
We're going to have dinner with them tonight.
Nice.
There might be a baseball game in the offing.
Okay.
I believe the Bulls are in
Durham
town
Bulls,
this weekend, so maybe that might be happening. But other than that, you know, have to work tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, with your weekend
course,
morning news,
right,
of
right.
course. And then we also do your Sundays on the Hill on Sunday morning
yeah.
at 7 o'clock.
Which,
so,
which is a new thing we're doing.
It's
which
a new
is really,
thing,
really
and it's
cool.
going
yeah.
really well. Yeah,
yeah. Awesome. Cool. So are you ready for Kids Q?
I am ready.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's question. I like this one. If you could pick anywhere in the world to live, where would it be and why?
I was going to make a joke, but I can't. Because we were just talking
the
about.
The correct answer it's is right here.
Right here
in
where
good
I'm
old
at.
Chapel
Southern part
Hill.
Of heaven.
Heaven yeah, Paris of
I
the Piedmont and whatnot.
Anywhere in the world.
Let's exclude the triangle. Let's
okay.
say if you
exclude
had to move, but you could move anywhere.
Well, the joke I was going to make is as we were talking off air, it would be Wakanda. But obviously we can't do that because that is a fictional place.
Wait, what?
Wakanda. It's a fictional place,
it's
man.
It's so nice, though.
It looks great in the movies. I got to be honest, it looks awesome in the All movies. Right. But I'm sorry, it's not real. So hate to ruin your vacation plans for
yeah,
next year. Where would I live? That's a tough question.
It's a tough question.
I'm not sure. Actually, I'm actually going to do a 90-degree turn here. I'm not sure I would want to live somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm more of a visit kind
visit
of a
kind
guy.
Of person?
Yeah, I'm,
okay.
I'm an extended visit kind
Suppose
of a guy.
Suppose you were going on like a 30-year vacation.
30-year vacation. That would be interesting, yeah. especially if I'm getting paid for it. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
30-year vacation. I've always been interested in London.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind
That's
London,
not bad.
Maybe. Scotland.
Yeah.
So basically the United Kingdom.
UK? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm a little bit apprehensive about going somewhere where I don't know the language and I am not yet multilingual. I know enough French that I can get by in Montreal for an overnight visit from firsthand experience, but not much more than that. So I would probably want to stay in a country that, you know, majority of people speak English, which actually doesn't narrow it down all that much. Because
no.
even in countries where, most people speak at least a little bit of English in most places. But I chose to live here, so to think about somewhere else. But
like you
maybe
moved from somewhere else.
I moved from somewhere else here, so maybe Southern California, like San Diego, would be nice.
No, of course, San Diego's nice.
Of course, San
the temperature
nice.
Never changes.
Well, I'm thinking about the weather and
they
like
don't
it's
even
a
know,
big enough.
They
city
don't even know what thermometers are. The temperature
oh, yeah,
never changes.
To.
Thermometer market is dead in San Diego.
Yeah,
yeah. What is it today? Oh, 75 and sunny.
75
oh
and
man,
sunny.
That's
yeah.
God. See,
you
up.
Ever see L.A. Story with Steve Martin where he plays
yes.
a weatherman?
Yes.
And he's recording his, he's going on a 2-week vacation, so he just records the weather
yes.
in advance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the
That's
one
awesome.
I always enjoyed was in the 80s, the television show Simon and Simon, which was based in San Diego.
This is before my time.
It was before your time. Well, it was before my time as well. But I have this thing called the internet with Hulu, so you could watch
gotcha.
Things that, you know, were before your time, Aaron.
This is, you're digging into, like, the archives of Hulu if you're getting into Simon and Simon. Okay.
So, and it was based in San Diego. Uh-huh. I love the fact that every episode, I think there was it ran for like 8 seasons, and I don't ever remember it raining in a single episode.
There would have to be one episode, like a very special sweeps week episode where it does rain
yeah,
and then the
right.
whole thing
yeah.
is, yeah.
And it just, that's probably the last episode because I'm betting it killed the ratings because people were like, wait, what happened? Like, oh, we weren't in San Diego this week. They were on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dang. As opposed to WKRP in Cincinnati, where, according to the one episode I saw, it rains turkeys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Out of helicopters.
Out of helicopters,
yeah. So there's thousands of helicopters in the skies dropping thousands and thousands of turkeys.
From my personal experience of Cincinnati, and it could be true,
giving away $5,000 at a time.
There you go. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. You might end up moving. You never know. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Saturday on every evening at 8 o'clock for After Hours, and then tomorrow morning at 7 for the Weekend News. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.